Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 95.
I want to thank you for joining me today and Table Talk and talking about the things of God, talking about faith, faith to change the world. And that is the syllabus that we're working off of, Dr. Summerall's syllabus, and he called it that, faith to change the world. And our world needs help. I mean, it is putting up all kinds of signs saying, well, we need help in this, we need help in that. And you know what? The body of Christ should be the one standing up saying, okay, we have a plan, we have an idea, we have God. All people say, well, I have God. But they don't read the Bible, they don't pray, they don't change the way they're living, their mouth sure doesn't speak like they know God. And so there's a whole lot of things that are a combination that tells us that we are people of God. And it had been said, I don't want to hear what you have to say, I'd rather see what you live. Because faith can be expressed with your mouth, but it has to be activated in your life. And so people can see how we live and determine, are we people of faith or not? And so I pray that for every single one of us, that people can see how we live and see faith in action, faith in motion, living faith, not made up, not imagination, but something that is absolutely real and tangible. It is something that can grow inside of you, this faith in God, belief in God. And you have baby faith, you have adolescent faith, and then you have mature faith. And faith is a process. I heard Dr. Summerall say one time, and maybe some of you that actually heard him preach in person, he said this more than once. He says, before you start believing God for a wedding cake, believe God for a cupcake. What does that mean? Well, that means you grow your faith. You grow your faith. And some people get disappointed in God, or they get disappointed in the preacher, mad at church, mad at Jesus, mad at the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, because some outlandish thing that they think they wanted, well, they more likely didn't need it at all, it did not happen. And so I'm going to throw away my faith and throw away the Bible and throw away my commitment because it didn't happen for me. I would only add this. God can see down the road where you cannot see. God can see down the road where you cannot see. He knows what's going to happen in the valley. He knows what's going to happen on the mountaintop. And he knows what's going to happen when you go around the curve and you meet something that is called the unknown. And so he wants to take you step by step. The steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord. And so life is a race. But you have to be in step with him, in step with the Lord, in step believing, in step confessing, in step knowing the Word of God. Listen to this. This Word of God comes to us from 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 7. It says, the trial of your faith. Trial? We don't want trials. We want banana splits and ice cream cones, and we want ice cream floats, and we want everything nice and rosy and no problems, and that will show everybody that I'm a man of faith. If I've never had an issue, never had to believe, never had any pain, never had any suffering, never had a testimony. Testimony is how you got through something. Listen. A testimony is how you got through something. And it wasn't because of your flesh or your intelligence. It's because you believed God for miracles. That's how you got through that thing that was in your life. And so in 1 Peter, it tells us that the trial of your faith, and there will be trials. being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, and whom though now you see him not, yet believe. We rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Wow. What a mouthful. What a great scripture. Once again, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7, 8, and 9. The trial of your faith. Are we going to have trials? Oh, yeah. I had seen Dr. Sumrall many times myself close the door, shut everybody out, put his head on his hands at his desk, and pray, and pray, and pray. You know, people only see what happens on the platform. People only see what they see on camera, on somebody's face on television or the internet. But they never see the hours of prayer. They never see the sacrifice. They never see the fastings. They never see the price that is paid to get somebody to where they are a person of faith. There's a lady in one of our churches many, many, many years ago, and we called her nicknames, or the young people did, Mama Jane. And so there is this room full of people, and then there was Mama Jane, young people. And they were rowdy, but when she called them to attention, boy, they snapped to attention, because she was a woman of prayer. She was a woman of faith. She is a woman that in the time of trouble, she was the 911 that they all called. And, oh, yeah, and kids, and the kids' parents. They got in trouble. They messed up. Something happened to them. A sickness and illness and disease or just whatever it was. And they needed to call somebody. So they called not their best friend, not somebody they went to high school with, not their drinking buddies, not the neighbor. They called Mama Jane because they saw something in her they couldn't see in anybody else. And that was faith in a living God. But I know personally that she paid a price to receive what she had from God. And she said to many people, maybe you have the grace to do this and such things, or go on cruises and drink and whatever you want to do. That's between you and God. But for me, I can't do that. For me, I won't do that. Because I have dedicated myself to be a woman of God, a woman of the Word, and a woman of prayer, and a woman who sees miracles. And I tell you, that lady, she could put the fear of God in you. And people, they loved her, but they almost didn't want to look in her eyes, because she could see right through those kids. The Spirit of God would show her exactly what was going on. And then pray? Wow, could she pray? But she had a connection. She had a connection. And that's the most important thing to hear right now. She had a connection with God. And when there is no connection, there is no spark. When there is no connection, there is no spark. There is no energy. There is no anointing. There's nothing when you break that connection, but when you're connected to the power. And it takes time, effort, perseverance, diligence to stay connected to the life that God wants you to live. Then you'll see things happen. And people say, wow, what a miracle. Wow, isn't that wonderful? Wow, look what's happening to you. I don't know, why in the world would God choose you? Because they're willing to pay the price, that's why. Willing to pay the price. There's a man that has gone on to be with the Lord. His name was Ed. All kind of miracles in his life. And when he prayed for people, man, they went under the power of God. Boom. I mean, before Brother Benny Hinn. And he had an unusual anointing. And he came out of a rough life. But God got a hold of him, saved him, filled with him the power, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So when he prayed and when things happened, wow. It was miraculous. And so we were out in meetings with him out in California with Dr. Sumrall. And when I saw that kind of thing happen, I asked kind of once again a youthful, foolish question. And I said, Brother Ed, how in the world does that happen? He looked at me sincerely, looked me right in the eye, and said, I suppose it had to do with the 10 hours I spent before God today. It could be the 12 hours, the 14 hours, depending what day it was, that I spent with him in quiet, in praying, and seeking his face, and wanting nothing to do, nothing to eat, didn't want to talk to anybody, didn't need to talk to anybody, didn't need to see anything, everything off except me and God. And when you're willing to pay the price, then you'll be willing to receive. Then you'll be willing to receive what God has for you. Well, thank you very much for being with me on today's podcast. So if you would, please share this with somebody. Share it with somebody. And I'm going to see you again next week with another segment of Teaching on Faith. God bless you. Thanks for being with me.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Sumrall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Sumrall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.